Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Pesachim Daf Tes. The topics we learn about include: the Mishnah tells us that we are not concerned that a weasel brought chametz into a house that has already been searched, and the Gemara deduces that if you actually see the weasel take the chametz inside, we assume it is still there, and contrast it with flesh that is dragged by a weasel, where we assume the animal consumed it. The Gemara challenges the rule that doubtful solutions cannot solve definite problems from two sources, but ultimately defends the concept. On Amud Beis, the Gemara challenges the idea that we do not have to be concerned about a weasel from a Mishnah on Daf Yud, and gives three answers to resolve the problem. The Daf concludes with the first three of 10 cases of Safek Chametz that can be paralleled with Mishnayos about Kashrus or Tumah and Tahara. Some of the key terms and concepts that we learned about today include: Ein Safek Meitzim Deivadei. When there is a definite problem, we cannot rely on a doubtful solution. Chazaka Al Chaver Shein Meitzim Tachas Yadai Davar Shein Mesukin. There is an assumption that a Talmid Chacham would never leave non-tithed produce in his home. Called the parish, Meruba Parish. Anything that is found outside of a fixed location is assumed to have originated from the majority. For instance, if 9 stores in town sell kosher meat and 1 store sells non-kosher meat, and one finds a piece of meat outside, he can assume it came from a kosher store. Called Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami. If the doubt arose in a fixed location, we ignore the majority and treat it as an even suffix.